The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now we're going to talk all things skin, from anti-aging to sun damage, skin cancer, acne or scarring. My next guest has all the answers for us. I'm joined in the studio by consultant dermatologist, dermatological and laser surgeon and founder of the skincare brand, The Skin Diary, Dr. Claire Kiley. Claire, you're very welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Claire. I was just coming in here today and the sun is shining and I was thinking that people are probably thinking, God, the sun is shining for about 5 seconds and now they have a dermatologist on to tell us all about skin cancer
well, no,
and sunscreen.
It is. Do you know what? Because last weekend, oh no, it was St. Patrick's Day and we were all out, obviously, at the parade and I had this thing, oh my God, I didn't think, because it's March, to put sun cream on the children. You kind of always now, as an adult, nearly have it in your skincare. Yeah. But your children this time of the year,
it's
we don't think about it.
It's very easy to get caught out and I mean, you can only do your best. I think, you know, the guilt with being with parenthood is enough as it is, so you know, you can just do your best. But yeah, I think now that the sun has started to shine, people's minds are kind of veering that way. So it is time to start thinking
about
it.
It's always front of mind with you because this is the day job for you, isn't it? Dealing with the end product of sun exposure.
Yes, this is the day job. So my career basically, so I'm originally from Ballina in County Mayo, the lovely town of Ballina. I'm the daughter of a publican and a teacher. And about 11 years ago, I moved to the UK with my husband because his job moved during the recession. And we had a 6-week-old daughter at the time and we just moved lock, stock and barrel. But it was great for me in that I landed what was basically my dream job in the St. John's Institute of Dermatology, which is a very world-renowned dermatology unit in Guy's and St. Thomas Hospital. And I was lucky enough to do 2 skin cancer fellowships there. So I trained in dermato-oncology and then I did Mohs micrographic surgery, which is a specialist technique for cutting out skin cancers. And basically all of my clinical work is in skin cancer now and skin cancer surgery, and then photo damage and skin aging comes into that. So alongside the kind of journey of skin cancer and skin cancer surgery, I became very interested in skin aging. And that was really because in 2016-17, I did a master's in skin aging in the University of Manchester. And that really opened my eyes to all the research, the incredible research that's actually been done in skin aging and topical formulations. And it's also where I met my Skin Diary co-founder, Dr. Tamara Griffiths, who's an amazing woman. She's the president of the BAD at the moment, but she actually founded that master's. And time went on, COVID happened, and we all have our COVID stories. But mine is that I was on mat leave again, and I really deep dived into the research in skin aging and formulation science. And then was lucky enough to co-found the Skin Diary with some amazing skin aging scientists and dermatologists.
Mm-hmm. But you're still working at St. John's. You still do the day job.
Yeah, I'm doing research there now. But I'm still a consultant dermatologist and focusing on skin cancer. And my work at St. John's now is mostly on squamous cell carcinomas, which are a really, really common form of skin cancer. Mm-hmm.
But the Skin Diary then is the skincare brand that you founded. How is it going for you?
Really, really, really well. And, you know, it's great to be here in Ireland. I'm over here to do the Future Beauty Show, but we've had a lot of success here in Ireland. You know, the Irish have really taken it on board and we've had some incredible support, especially from my dermatology colleagues that I trained with. I did all my dermatology training here in Ireland. So all of the consultants that I trained under and I trained with have been incredibly supportive. I think Irish people can, you know, really see through you. And if you have something that's genuine, they will support you wholeheartedly, you know, if they think that you're genuine.
But if you're selling the magic turnip, you know, the one that they made the soup with, that you're not going to get away with it in Ireland, right? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly, exactly. The magic turnip won't work. No, you need, I think, you know, Irish people are very clever. They understand the science and they understand the research. And, you know, we get a lot of very intricate questions from people and we are very happy to stand by all of the research that we do.
I have to confess, I find skincare very confusing. You know, I remember my mother using Astral Cream and it was grand and she's the most beautiful skin still. Now you're supposed to have six or seven different steps before you go to bed or before you put your makeup on in the morning. And I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So help us.
Yes. So, I mean, the thing is, even as dermatologists, like 10 years ago, we would have probably told you, look, sunscreen and moisturizers. But really, the biotech in skincare science has progressed massively in the last few years. And some of these ingredients that are being formulated and these molecules that are being developed are really amazing. But OK, so step back from all the kind of complex science stuff. If you just, you know, the basics of a simple skincare routine for anyone who's just beginning is cleanse, sunscreen and moisturize. You know, the sunscreen, obviously, I'll put that in there. You know, the sunscreens now are so much better again than they were years ago.
Yeah, because they were greasy.
They were either greasy or white. And the formulations weren't nice. But we're able to do incredible things now, like encapsulate the filters. And it means that the formulations are really nice and really comfortable to use. And really what you could do is just get a sunscreen that doubles up as your moisturizer. So you don't think about it in the morning. You know, I kind of compare it to brushing your teeth. You know, you're not brushing your teeth because your teeth are already decayed. You're protecting them for the future, you know, and that's what your sunscreen is doing. Mm-hmm. The DNA damage that is happening on a daily basis to your skin is cumulative little bits of DNA damage that is happening with just daily exposure. You know, I'm not here to frighten people, but it is really, you know, just being out and about, going for walks, cycling, golf, you know, going to the car, you're just picking up little bits of DNA damage. And it's not until you get to a certain age where they, where your skin kind of tips into showing that damage that you can see it. So you need to protect it now.
Mm-hmm. Because when you get to that tipping point, you can't go back.
Well, that's, you know, when you don't want to get to that tipping point. So the tipping point is really what we call, you know, photo damage. And that's sun damage that's visible. So that kind of can manifest itself as things like sunspots. But then when it progresses on, you get these kind of precancerous lesions, actinic keratosis, little rough patches, and they can kind of progress on to skin cancer. You know, if you're in that kind of precancerous field, we have lots of things in dermatology. We have lots of ways to treat that. So it's really important if you think that you maybe have little precancerous things to go and see a dermatologist. You know, your GP can even prescribe some of these things because there are definitely treatments for that that will prevent you from getting skin cancers down the road. And then downstream from that, there are, you know, the skincare products that we advise definitely do help your skin.
Okay, but going back to our routine now and the non-negotiables.
Yes.
Cleansing and moisturizing and using your sunscreen.
Yeah.
What about all of the serums in between that we hear about morning and night?
If you want to kind of up your game from the basics, okay, so in the morning before your sunscreen, you can put on an antioxidant. So you'll hear lots about different antioxidants. They are actually quite important for the skin because your UV produces these things called free radicals, and the antioxidants basically calm those down. So an antioxidant before your SPF. At nighttime, the key things, your skin goes into repair mode at night. And the two key things really for repair are retinoids. You'll probably have heard of all of these different forms of retinoids.
Can't
from the
put them near my
ones.
Face or things happen, I break it. And if people are, I do have problems with them, don't they?
Yes, so that's why I can see now why Rosemary recommended you the night repair therapy, because it's very good for people who have problems with retinoids. So there's strong retinoids and then there's the much milder ones. But they all actually do work eventually. Some just works much slower than others. And then there's also peptides. I mean, the world of peptides can be very, very confusing because there are thousands of peptides. But that's some of the research that we're actually doing in the University of Manchester is on peptides. So they would be the two things I would say to try and get in your night cream.
Okay, a couple of questions coming in. This listener puts Factor 50 on every morning at 5 a.m. before work. Is it still on me when I go outside at 2 p.m.?
That's a brilliant question. So because we always tell people to top up every 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And in reality, nobody's doing that. You know, not even a dermatologist is doing that. I put my my age defense, which is the Skin Diaries sun cream, moisturizer, antioxidant, the whole lot. I put that on in the morning before I go leave the house. And then I put it on before I leave work. The key thing is whether you're, you know, these SPFs will stay on your skin if you're not sweating, you know, if you're not rubbing your face. Basically, if you're moving and if you're not moving and doing anything, it'll stay there. But that's not human beings. When you're on your holidays, you definitely need to reapply because you're sweating it off, you're rubbing it off, you're going to be outside really exposed. Mm-hmm. So I would say if that person is, you know, in the morning they're covered. If they're going out at lunchtime and it's a sunny day, pop some in your bag, put some more on, and you can be like me and put some on again
in
the evening.
If you're putting that on before you leave the office, you're putting it on over your makeup then?
No, in the evening.
Yeah.
Well, by that time of day, I mean, I don't know about you.
You don't care. You don't care about the makeup anymore.
The makeup, I mean, has all kind of worn off anyway. So yeah, I'm just popping it on.
Lashing it back on. A teenage son here who has back and chest acne. Mm-hmm. Where do you start with that?
Yeah, you really need, you know, for back and chest acne, even though it's not on the face and it's not visible, it can be really impact quality of life. It can even be painful. It can be a real nuisance. So it's really worth seeing a GP and possibly getting a dermatology referral if necessary. The mm-hmm. GPs are very, very well versed in treating acne. There's lots of topical treatments that can be used. There are oral antibiotic treatments that we still use. And then, of course, you know, you can move on to the Roaccutane. And the Roaccutane, you know, sometimes it gets quite bad press, but it is very safe and very, very effective.
And that's a prescription treatment?
That is a prescription only treatment from a dermatologist. Yeah.
Okay. Another one quickly before we finish. Putting a 13-year-old child on that drug you just mentioned, Roaccutane, mm-hmm. Are there serious side effects for somebody that age? Should you try other alternatives?
Again, this person needs to go and see a dermatologist for that. So I would have no qualms if that 13-year-old has nasty acne that needs Roaccutane, because the scarring that can ensue is really, really difficult to treat. And also, again, the, you know, social anxiety from acne is huge. So, you know, isotretinoin or Roaccutane is very, very safe, very effective, but you need to see a specialist.
But if that is being recommended to that child and that parent by a dermatologist, you're saying that is, like
I would have no qualms in putting my children on. No.
Okay, yeah. Claire, we believe it there, but thank you so much for coming in.
That's
Dr.
So
Claire Kiley from The Skin Diary. Thank you.
Lovely
to have you with us.
The Claire Byrne Show with Aviva Insurance. Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.